Do you see the cunning of the devil? If he found men uttering anything corrupt, he united them in common thought. But if men voiced something pure, he stirred up opposition, ensuring that foolish ideas thrived through consensus and sensible ones faded due to differing interpretations. Notice how the soul is weakened in every aspect, incapable of standing on its own. Such a fall seems inevitable. For if the soul, in its current state, aspires to be self-sufficient and separate from God, imagine if it hadn't fallen into this state, what terrible madness would it have gradually descended into? If, with a mortal body, it harbored lofty expectations from the deceitful assurance of the devil, "You will be," he said, "like gods." How much more would it have recklessly thrown itself away if it had possessed an immortal body from the beginning? Even after that, it claimed to be self-created and of God's own essence through the heretical teachings of the Manichaeans, and it was this imbalance that led to the invention of the Grecian gods. It seems to me that for this reason, God made virtue arduous in an effort to humble the soul and encourage moderation. To understand this truth from lesser examples that suggest greater realities, let's consider the Israelites. They quickly abandoned God when they lived without hardship and indulged in leisure. So what did God do in response? He imposed numerous laws to curb their recklessness. To demonstrate that these laws didn't promote virtue but served as a form of discipline, requiring continuous effort. Consider the words of the prophet about them. "I gave them statutes that were not good." What does "not good" mean? Such that didn't greatly contribute to virtue. He also adds, "and laws by which they could not live."